Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, joined now by the Hiawatha football coach. That is Michael Downard, presented by Carl's Body Shop. The Redhawks getting set for a district matchup coming up on Friday night at home against Concordia. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But, Coach, we got to talk about last week. I know it was a tough go against a very good team, a top five team in 3A in Clay Center. Tigers are able to get the win there. But, you know, just kind of an overall thought and takeaway from that game last week.
You know, like you got to mention, they got us pretty good, jumped on us early. I don't think we responded very well. Our kids kind of didn't necessarily give up, but it wasn't, it was hard to kind of watch. It kind of snowballed, had a snowball effect on us, and we didn't, didn't perform or execute well. You know, we understand as coaches, as we talked about this week, we understand getting down and get behind, but, you know, it's really, that's what we spent, you know, kind of some time this week talking to the kids about it. You know, you got to be able to respond to some adversity and be able to stand up and fight a little bit, you know, just have some life in you. So that's something that we as coaches have kind of been talking to the kids that, you know, you got to respond a little bit better. I know they were a good team and they did a lot of good stuff, but, you know, I was kind of disappointed in how we responded and didn't really fight through much adversity through that game.
Do you feel like the kids have bounced back in a positive way this week, you know, in the preparation for Concordia?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's a game that we feel we should very much compete in this week. It's going to be important for our kids. You know, that's the same kind of preparation we've been telling them is they're a good team. They're going to come in here. It's a district matchup. They're looking at it the same as we are that, you know, they need a win in districts, and so do we. So our kids I have been pleased with how we've responded this week in practice. We want to have another good practice today, and hopefully we'll feel pretty good at it into Friday.
You know, the last 2 weeks, again, you've seen tough opponents, Clay Center, Holton. You know, those first 2 weeks, you've had that really nice close win against Royal Valley and then just got upended by a couple of points against Jefferson West. You know, you sit here at the halfway point, just what's kind of the assessment? And again, I know there's been a couple key injuries with mixed in with that difficult schedule, but as we get ready for the back half of the season here, what's kind of the assessment going into this second half of the season?
Yeah, well, kind of like what I just touched on, we need to respond better. You know, things go wrong, injuries, stuff goes wrong in a football game. We need to be able to respond better than we have been. We need to execute better. The kids know that. We need to tackle better. We need to bring more physicality to the game. So there's lots of things that we've kind of looked at and as coaches and tried to get better at, you know, over the course of a couple weeks. And so that's something kind of we've been pushing as we go forward here.
Hiawatha head football coach Michael Downer joining us. They got a home tilt on Friday. District game against Concordia. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our locker room chats here this week. Second half here with Michael Downard, Hiawatha Redhawks football coach, as they get set for a District 5 Class 3A showdown on Friday night at home against Concordia. Well, let's talk about this Concordia team, Coach. They dropped to 0-4 last week, lost to Marysville 23-6. You know, you mentioned it in the end portion of that first segment. You know, just kind of the desperation of needing to get that win, just getting something positive going. They're feeling the same way. So when you have two teams kind of colliding in that direction, you tend to get a good football game. What's kind of the expectation? What do you see from this Concordia team?
You know, kind of what we've seen the last couple weeks. They want to be physical. They don't quite have the athletes that the Holton or Clay Center had, but they're a good football team. They played some tough opponents, so that's been our job as coaches to kind of prepare our kids for that. You know, just because they're 0-4 on the year so far doesn't mean that they're going to come in here and lay down. And like you just mentioned, it's we expect it to be a heck of a matchup. They're gonna fight, and that's been our motto to our kids is we got to stand up and fight back. So don't lay down, don't take anything for granted, and come out and compete.
Well, Concordia, they won the matchup last year. Do you take much away from that film in terms of the preparation for this week?
Yeah, sure. They're about the same. They do a lot of good stuff. Same deal as last year. Of course, like you just mentioned, they won that game. So it's been you know, on us to get the kids ready, and we want to win and go compete.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys and expectations for this matchup against Concordia.
Yeah, sure. I think we need to be physical up front. I think we need to be able to execute better than we have. We need to be able to tackle our linebackers need to be able to flow downhill. They like to run the ball, so it'll be important for our linebackers and D-linemen to get off blocks and take care of our assignments on defense. And, we need a little bit better quarterback play than we've been getting. We need to be able to run the ball on offense, so those are a couple of our keys.
There it is, Hiawatha head football coach Michael Downer joining us. Red Hawks at home on Friday taking on Concordia, 3A District 5 showdown. Of course, you can watch it on the Hiawatha channel over at MSCSports.net. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.